Boosting credit scores. Before you sprint into the credit race, first take a step back and form a spending plan or budget based on income and fixed living expenses. Late payments are the single most common factor that hurts credit scores. Be prepared to make all your credit card payments on time and try to automate regular monthly payments so you don't miss any. The ratio of credit you use to available credit is just as important as your on-time payment history. If unpaid balances are more than 30 to 35% of your available credit, that can lower your credit rating. Don't carry large revolving balances on credit card accounts. Ideally, try to zero out the balance at the end of each payment period so you don't pay interest. Length of your credit history accounts for the next biggest piece of your FICO score. The longer you've held an account in good standing, the better that it is for your credit score. To credit agencies, new accounts imply that you need credit. That lowers your credit rating over the short term, for 12 months from the time you open a new account, as well as the average age of your credit card accounts. Keep existing credit card accounts open. Because lenders like to see a mix of card accounts, rather than one or two large revolving general use credit card accounts, keep a good mix of accounts, including general credit, store credit and loans. Mixing it up. Credit rating agencies divided account types into three major categories. Revolving accounts, which include all basic credit card accounts, both general and store cards along with home equity lines of credit. Installment accounts, which include auto, mortgage, home equity and student loans. Open accounts, which included home utility, internet, cable, and cell phone service accounts. Remember that once you start using credit cards, you're beginning the lifelong journey of compiling your FICO credit score. Make sure you lay down a strong foundation, that way your house of credit will increase in value and stand the test of time. Your rights when they're wrong. Everybody makes mistakes, and sometimes computers do too. Because of how important credit scores have become, there are laws that govern how companies can use your scores, and giving consumers very specific rights when they get your information wrong. Know your rights. All credit ratings companies are required by law to provide you with the information they base your credit rating on when you request it. All credit companies are required by law to provide you with one copy of your credit report for free once a year. You're also entitled to a free copy of your credit report anytime you're denied credit. You must be told if information in your file has been used against you. You have the right to dispute incomplete or inaccurate information. Consumer reporting agencies must correct or delete inaccurate, incomplete, or unverifiable information, usually within 30 days. Access to your file is limited. Your credit rating can have lifelong implications, affecting everything from how easily you can buy a house or car, the kinds of interest rates you qualify for, and in some states, even whether or not you get a job. In the end, it's up to you to build and protect your good credit score, so request a report once a year. Stop, thief. One reason to actively monitor your credit reports is to protect yourself against one of the biggest threats to everyone's credit history, identity theft. In response to the rising tide of identity theft, consumers in all 50 states now have the right to place a fraud alert through the big three credit bureaus. Regardless of whether you have been the victim of identity theft, the 90-day fraud alert tells anyone checking your credit that you are a victim of fraud. You can also control who has access to your credit report by requesting a credit freeze. Just contact each credit reporting bureau separately and follow their credit freeze rules. Then no one can access your credit files without your permission. Note, Congress passed the Fair Credit Reporting Act in 1970. That bill polices how companies can collect and use information they've gathered about your credit history. Where to get more information? Credit scores and credit reporting have become such a big business that dozens of companies have sprung up to provide consumers with the information you need to build a strong credit score and keep it that way. The U.S. government provides you with a nice summary of your legal rights when it comes to credit reporting. You can find that www.consumer.ftc.gov web link. Now that you have a basic handle on what credit scores mean and how to build up your score, go to the websites of any of the big three credit reporting companies and order a free copy of your report. When you get it, use the information you learned in this manual to start building a better credit score. One free credit report every year. Under the Fair and Accurate Transaction Fact Act, at your request, Equifax, and each of the other two major credit reporting agencies, Experian and TransUnion, will provide you with one free credit report every 12 months. To request your free report, visit annualcreditreport.com or call 1-877-322-8228. Complete the annual credit report request form and mail it to Annual Credit Report Request Service, P.O. Box 105281, Atlanta, Georgia 30348-5281. There was a time when a credit score of 680 was required for the best of everything. That has now been increased to 720. This change can cost you a lot. Interest rates are being adjusted based upon credit score. Servicing fees are being adjusted based upon credit score. If your score is 719, you are automatically lumped in with the folks as 680. This is bucketing. The highest score of 850 is frowned upon too. This is because those folks don't owe enough, and typically don't pay month-to-month interest charges. They too are often discriminated by the powers that be. You lose. Bucketing, rebucketing and credit scores. The terms bucketing and rebucketing refers different credit categories, and the way FICO formula evaluate consumers' credit scores. You may have expected that FICO would evaluate people solely on the basis of their credit file, but this is not the case. What FICO actually does is to compare you to people with similar credit standing to yours. Thus, your credit is now evaluated differently as you move from one category to another. And your score may change suddenly without anything actually changing in your credit. The change can be either positive or negative. It's not unheard of for people to lose, or gain, up to 80 points overnight just because they had moved to a different category. Bucketing simply means that you have been moved from one category to another. Customers of some credit monitoring service often receive the following message when this happens. You moved from one category of credit users to another as time passed. For example, you may have transitioned from the category consumers with a new credit history to the category consumers with a 2 to 5 year credit history. As a result, your credit report is evaluated differently, causing a slight change in your score. The good news is that moving between categories like this usually offers you the potential to reach a higher FICO score in the future. The bucketing system works out more to the benefit of those with a few derogatory items or very little to no history than it does them harm. Without it, folks with long-established credit history would have the whole, top half of the score numbers scale absolutely locked up tight for themselves, leaving the bottom half to those with past derogatory items or short credit history, which would have been stuck there for 10 to 20 years. By assigning a better score to some individuals compared to others in the same category, potential lenders can figure out which of the new credit individuals are likely to do better and are not as likely to default. The categories tend to split out according to length of credit history, thickness of file, number of accounts, presence of a new account, presence of seriously negative payment history, 90 plus days late, charge-offs. Here is some information on FICO. The FICO components. 35% is payment history. 30% is amount owed. 15% is credit history length. 10% is types of credit. 10% is new credit. Payment history. Ability to pay. Collections and tax liens. Late payments. Public records. Charge-offs. 7-year life. Amount owed. Make sure you have a 30% balance to limit ratio. Balance transfers. Increase limits if you can. Reset payment. Due dates to just prior to credit reporting date for the company. Note, Capital One, as of this writing, often doesn't report credit limits, also raises rates if credit score drops. Amex, doesn't report credit limits. By law, a HELOC for more than $75,000 should be reported as installment debt. Credit history length. Average age of open accounts. Some use a 10-year average age. Close small accounts. Inherit someone else's credit history. Ask them to add you on as an authorized user. Their credit history is reported along with yours on your credit report, will raise your score. Types of credit. Revolving credit. Cards and HELOCs under $75,000. Installment credit. Student loans, auto loans. Real estate mortgage and HELOCs over $75,000. Balance types. 3 to 8 revolving accounts and balances by installment and real estate. New credit. New accounts cost you 10 to 20 points during the first 60 to 90 days. Inquiries. Hard inquiries are new account inquiries and there is impact. Soft inquiries are existing accounts, no impact. Promotional credit card inquiries have no impact. Watch out for companies like LendingTree and DiTech as well as some mortgage companies. They shop your applications to other lenders, causing several companies to pull hard inquiries. Each hard inquiry will drop your credit score. If you have a creditor dispute, you must send the same good faith letter to the creditor and every reporting agency. Credit card debt negotiation may kill your credit score. Contact the hardship department at the credit card company to see what you can do. You should prioritize your debt payments. Pay off higher interest rates first. However, you should also pay off small balances quickly and completely. Also, ask your credit card companies individually to increase your credit limits. Don't use it unless you must. For building credit, the comment regarding becoming an authorized user on someone else's account helps a lot. You can also open a guaranteed credit card by depositing perhaps $500 with the bank and getting a credit card with a $500 limit for a year or so. Also, overdraft protection on your checking account is reported as a credit card whether you use it or not. Used car salespeople tell you that you can create credit by making payments to them. Most don't ever report anything unless you don't pay. Inaccurate information includes wrong name and social security number and birth date. Late payments. Bankruptcy. Collections/charge-off. Medical. Student loans. Junior/senior account discrepancies. Credit card limits. Many banks have reduced them without reason. Problems. Foreclosures and deed in lieu are reported as foreclosures and can drop a score minus 200 points, but you can qualify for a new mortgage soon after 2 years subject to credit score. Walkaways are reported as a foreclosure with prejudice and can drop a score minus 200 plus points. You are not qualified for a new mortgage for at least 7 years. And maybe even more.